Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels. In this tutorial, we will be going over on how to create multiple libraries in iTunes. Now, first, let me say that this tutorial is inspired by a user named iTunesIHelp, who showed a way on how to do this on the Windows or Vista operating system. So I'm going to show you how to do this on Mac OS X. Now, of course, we do need to open up iTunes just so that you can see. So here I have iTunes. Now, the basis of this is to be able to share or have more than one library on your system. So here we have just my main library, and it's the only library that I do have. So let's go ahead and close out iTunes. And so that you can see, let's go ahead and open up Finder. And let me go to my music. And here would be my iTunes library, would be this one here. So if we open up that folder, we'll see all the files that are contained within here. Now, what we want to go ahead and do is we want to go to our dock here. And this can also be done through the applications, but you have to double click it if you were doing it through the applications Finder window. So what we'll go ahead and do is hold Option Shift and then click on iTunes. So rather than launching iTunes, we'll get the prompt, choose iTunes library, which we can either choose one or we can create a new one. So we'll just go ahead and create a new one just for testing purposes. And we'll name this, I'll just call it iTunes Test. And it's created in the music folder. And now we have a new library opened up within iTunes. So one thing to keep in mind, and this was noted by iTunesIHelp, is that whenever you close iTunes and you reopen it, it will reopen the last library that was opened up. So if we go ahead and close this out, and then we come down and launch iTunes, now you see it opened up the last library. So in order to go back to a different library, again, you have to do Option Shift, then click on iTunes. And then from here, we would choose our library. And the reason I showed that it was in our Finder window is because when we choose library, it opens up the music folder. And this was my main iTunes library. And then this was the one that we had just created. So I'll go ahead and I'll open up my main one. And then that will go ahead and I'll load up. So now when I close it out and I reopen iTunes at any other later time, it will reopen my main one since it was the last one that I did have opened. Now, we can go ahead and open up our Finder window here. And here's my main library and here's the one that I had just created. So that's all fine and dandy. Now, if I no longer need the additional library, I can just go ahead and delete that out. Another thing to point out, and this is for those that maybe don't want to do it this way, you can use an application, and this is a site that I love to visit a lot. There's a lot of useful information, especially when it comes to iTunes, and it's Doug's Apple Script. If you watch any of my older tutorials or videos, I do talk about Doug's Apple Scripts for certain things in iTunes. This also lets you do the same type of thing with managing different libraries. Now, it is a shareware program, and you can use it freely for up to two libraries. Now, if you want to pay the $10 for the shareware program, then of course you can manage multiple libraries within your iTunes player. So this is something that is definitely good to look at if you don't want to do it the other way as I've shown previously. So I hope this helps out folks that would like to be able to use more than one library within iTunes. I know in the past I was asked this question, but I didn't know how to do it, so I couldn't give an answer for it. But hopefully this will answer that question for the Mac users. And as I've said, iTunes iHelp has already shown how to do this for the Windows operating system. Anyways, this was Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels of iTexture.com. And as always, thank you for taking the time to watch.